everybody, and welcome to Silver Metal Season 2, Electric Boogaloo, and cue the roll call.
Raining from the capital, Silvercaster Overkill!
Explorer from the unknown, Yellowcaster Autogar.
Loyal and loud, Pinkcaster Lightred!
Bringing Tokusatsu to the west,
Cast Ranger.
Silver Metal!
Game on!
Alright, so...
That was weird.
What was weird?
I don't know, that. Whatever that intro was, holy shit.
Oh, wow, the Dino Charge intro?
Yeah, I'm not used to that.
That's okay, don't worry about it. Because all we need is Drive. Wait, wrong show. So, yeah, we're going to start off with the episode of Super Dino Charge, or Dino Supercharge, as it's normally called. I'm just going to say flat out, I don't know why I stopped watching this show. I literally don't remember why I stopped watching it, because this show's amazing.
Yeah, no, Dino Charge is fucking kick-ass.
Like, it's like...
It's so beautiful.
It's like a better version of Power Rangers altogether. Like, everything is just better. Like, I don't understand if it's the writer who is the writer from RPM, which we'll come back to that in a little bit. Or if it's just the fact that it's just a better show. Like, Saban said, like, he didn't want to put a hand in this one. He wanted to let someone else take the reins for writing because he doesn't want to write every single one. And it shows that a better writer can make a better show.
Well, we do have the writer who did write the Zordon era.
Yeah, and it's the guy who did RPM as well.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And Prince Philip, man, he's my favorite.
So, yeah, what about this episode did you like the most, guys?
What did I like most about it?
Yeah.
Heckle.
Yeah. Awesome. Heckle was like a Doctor Who villain.
Yes, he's like a Time Lord or something.
Yeah. And he even has a Time Lord watch and everything.
I could honestly see Missy regenerating into Heckle.
Yeah, exactly, right? Oh, man, Missy. But then again, she's kind of disintegrated. Anyway, spoilers for a different show.
I like that Coda overcame his fear of, like, ice and being like, I need to save my friends.
But the flashback wasn't necessary, which, by the way, we could use for another icon, because we had episode one, we used Coda falling from falling from the edge of the cliff as the icon.
That was episode four.
Episode four? Whatever. That one?
Yeah.
We could use that again. Because, yeah, it's the same thing. But, like, they had a nice recap, which is really important for a kid's show, nonetheless, because, you know, they had, like, a, what, 3-month break?
No, actually, just a month break.
Well, the last episode said it was November. November 15th.
No, last episode was... like December.
Oh, then the Wikipedia is wrong. Whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It aired in November in all, like, Australia or like France or somewhere.
Oh, because I remember seeing it.
Heckle is like trying to infiltrate to steal the energems, whatever, like that, and so he's like gets.
Well,
a job.
Let's talk about Heckle in general. Like,
cool.
Like his like dual personality thing.
It's not his personality, because if you see, in, like, his stopwatch was Snide, and he was, like, talking to him as if, like, it was another person. So I think what it is that Snide is, like, possessing Heckle.
I think it's more along the lines of, like, I'm going to use a phrase I haven't used in a while since Drive. It's kind of like a Roidmute thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's not possessed, he's just, like, it's a shadow of his former self.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's amazing how they, like, talk about Heckle as if he's, like, the most powerful person in the universe. Like, he's, like, Frieza or something.
Well, in the trailer for the season, they said, like, oh, we found some, like, there was a guy who was locked away who was 10 times stronger than Slade. Sledge, did you watch Kyoryuger?
Yeah.
Who is he original?
Ooh, Sledge?
Yeah, no, Snide.
No, he was in the Kyoryuger versus GoBuster crossover.
So he is kind of original then, because there's no way they have enough footage.
Yeah,
to last the show.
His character is completely original.
Yeah, did he have a dual personality in
No, he was just an alien who was whatever Zeltrax's Japanese counterpart was, just 10 times, just an alien.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that, because I recognized it, because I think we did that as a Radio Sentai Cast Ranger thing. We did that movie.
Yeah, you guys did talk about that movie.
Yeah, because I remember seeing it.
It was fun.
I was like, I know that design. I just didn't know where it was from.
Let's talk about Shelby's dad.
Who? What? You mean you mean the commander from RPM?
You mean Dino Thunder?
So Gar and I were like saying, like I was like, oh yeah, that's like Scott's dad from RPM. And I'm like, what if this is like Scott's dad, but you know, in this continuity?
Yeah, no, because RPM is in a different universe.
Yeah, and so he had a daughter instead of a son,
who became a Pink Ranger and not a Red Ranger.
Yep.
Yeah. So basically, we're making a joke about how it's him from this universe.
That's doable, but then explain RPM.
I believe it. Headcanon.
Yeah.
Headcanon's okay. I like headcanons.
Okay,
but no, it's just funny. It's like, we have a guy who looks like Zeltrax, and then there's Shelby's dad, who was Zeltrax.
Yeah.
But no, here's the one thing that... There's two things that kind of worry me a bit. One, everyone survived except for Sledge.
Okay.
And two, how long has the time skip been?
It kind of looks like it's been a week.
Just a week?
Yeah, only because the fact that they are still there, they're complaining that they want to be let go. They haven't opened up any of the cells, and all of the guys are still around. And the Power Rangers know where they crash landed.
They don't know. No, they don't know that.
Yeah, they do, because he was on the ship.
No, he.
The Red Ranger was on the ship when before it crash landed. Well, he knew the trajectory.
While it was crashing, he doesn't know the exact coordinates.
Well, he knows the area. All they have to do is look at a sat. Oh wait. Speaking of satellite dishes, all they have to do is trajectorize where the fucking laser comes from the ship, bouncing off the satellite and going into the monster.
That was clever. I like that.
I laughed my ass off.
It would have been stupid. It was just like, fire the beam that way.
Yeah, it just bounced like off like mountains or something. Yeah, that would have been really dumb.
It's just fire the magna beam.
It was cool.
I love how they're going back to the funny magna beams. Because it was just a monster going, okay, holy shit! You know?
I liked it was kind of interesting that they brought Ice Age back for, like, lulls. But it's funny, like, they destroy them, and then it's like, monster extinct. And I just said, again.
Again, yeah.
Like, you didn't extinct them the first time. That's because Wrench has his, like, fucking...
They probably had a piece of him. Machine. They probably had a piece of him. And they just brought him back with the regeneration device they were talking about.
So chances are Sledge will come back and fight Snide.
So I think Sledge is going to come back and actually be like, Rangers, I need your help.
You don't understand.
No, it would be like a thing where he takes... fuck! Can't remember her name. The Joy.
Poisandra,
thank you. Takes Poisandra prisoner because he knows he's still alive, and it's like, you want to see her? You have to destroy the Power Rangers or give me the Energy Gems. And he's like, I need your help. I just want to be left alone now.
I just want my poop.
I haven't had any pussy in like 5 years. Leave me alone.
See, 5 million years.
Yeah, 5 million years.
I love that. Engaged to be married. 65 million years. They could have. Didn't.
Yeah, never did.
Nope.
And they actually, like, bring up the fact that she broke up with him, like, right before he died. I'm just like, holy fuck, man. And that's like, some gruesome bullshit.
You dumped him, though. I miss him.
He's way better than this British asshole.
Well, you always miss people when they die, when they're dead. So it's
like, oh, people die when they're killed.
It's David Bowie. Yes. I never knew him, but...
I just laugh how they had an original villain, like an original monster. And he's like, I don't want to be here. Okay, you can leave. While he's walking away, like, just heckles, destroys him.
This immediately murders him and goes, he's gonna be the first to fucking betray us! You know what happens when you get betrayed? You die!
That's why I just love him. He's just... He's all over the place. He could be happy, and then he could just be pissed off.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
He reminds me of the guy, one of the... I can't remember his name. He's from... I think he's from O's. Yeah, he's from O's. He's the guy who took all the core metals and put it into one. Put it into Sogozo.
Oh, Dr. Maki?
No. He's like... a villain that's not... He's like a suit. Gremlin?
Oh, Gamel?
Gamel, yeah. He reminds me of him.
Oh, man.
Because he's just like... He's normal. Fuck you.
Yep.
It's been a while since I've seen O's. I can't really say.
He just like reminds me of that because he's like normal. Okay, you're gonna die. That's what it reminds me of.
Also, Shelby still likes to hug. It's like, oh, I missed you. Everyone. I missed everyone.
Yeah, I missed you.
I love
those two.
It's going to be a total fun... You know they're dating in real life, right?
That's cool. Yeah. No, but his actor's married.
Nope.
Yes!
Nope.
Yes. Yeah, he's married.
I know, I'm fucking with you.
Like, I follow them on Twitter, I know.
She is like, I actually had to unfollow them on Twitter, but yeah. They're posting too many random stupid things. And none of them
working out, shirtless again.
Yeah.
You mean that's what Yoshi does all the time, man.
Shirtless. Or he talks about his stunt job, which is okay, I guess.
Yoshi's awesome, though.
He followed you on Twitter for a week.
I know, and then he got rid of me because I kept bugging him.
Yeah, because you are Lane. And
like, Yoshi-senpai, notice me.
Yeah, exactly. Lane. The reason why he deleted you.
Yep.
Bad Lane.
I know.
You will never have him on Cast Ranger now. You know that, right?
I don't care.
It's your fault. You could have had our first fucking Power Ranger.
Yeah, we're getting Zarin and Shuki, so that's still cool.
And Mars Girl.
Speaking of Zarin, holy fuck, man. Did I ever move up in ranks with him?
I know. You're a mod for his stream. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Hang on. Time? Guys, you guys are getting sidetracked.
Yes, I know that. We're gonna get back to it. I was gonna swing it around.
All right.
So, Ant, I need you to edit that part out, and then also edit out Gar from this entire episode. So it just sounds like we're talking to a ghost. And then edit him back in at the end.
Lane, can you please say I like Forze? I like Forze. And David, please just edit the entire podcast of Lane just saying I like Forze.
I like Forze. Forze.
Forze.
Anyway, okay, so... Hey, so...
Speaking of movies!
We're still talking about the show here, because there was a few errors in the show that I liked. The fact that the Gold Ranger, using his ability, still had the Japanese name when he fires it, like the fire of the lightning bolt out.
Oh, the Xandar Thunder? Well, it's because he's the Knight of Xandar. He comes from the country Xandar, so they kind of, like, made it seem clever. Like, oh, that's why it's called the Xandar Thunder.
Oh, I guess that's why. I completely forgot.
I know, me too. I didn't notice it first, and I'm like, wait, Xandar. Oh, clever.
No, it's not that I thought it was clever. I just didn't recognize it at first.
And then Prince Philip came in, and I fangasmed. I love Philip so much.
I do like how they brought up that the Aqua Energem
is still active.
Has still been found.
It has been found, but it's not active. And I'm starting to think that he's a like a villain. Like it's gonna be like one of those villain situations where they find him, and they're just like, oh sweet, we found the Aqua Energem, and it's a villain. But they invite him in, and then they take all the Energems, and that's like a mid-season finale thing.
Well, the rumor pool right now is that he's Tyler's dad, but then they're also saying that the Silver Ranger is also Tyler's dad, so... And then the
There's rumor... a lot of rumors out there about a lot of things.
Yeah.
There's a rumor that he's dead, so, yeah.
Well, and also that Heckle, he gets his hand on the Navy Gem, Energem, and he becomes the Talon Ranger. So...
So we have, right now, we have purple...
Black, green.
Yeah, normal pink. Power Rangers, and then what we have is purple, gold, and graphite. Who's graphite?
Prince Philip.
Prince Philip is graphite. Okay.
Yep.
And which one's Prince Philip? Is he the one that looks like a Doctor Who ripoff? Or is that Xandar?
He's the guy who like Ivan goes up to all the time, and he's just like, oh, my prince.
And he wears, a cloak.
We do know one thing for sure. Is that the Aqua Ranger will appear before the mid-season break.
Yeah, because I think the mid-season break is going to end with a cliffhanger about them losing all the Energems. Like, I'm literally flat out saying that.
But then gain them back?
Yeah, like, they have to, infiltrate to get him back.
I don't think.
Or Lissandra brings him back. Yeah. Because Lissandra is like half good, bad. Poissandra, sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
Lissandra's from League of Legends. I apologize.
Yeah, there's so many things that could happen.
But that's what I'm putting my Silvercaster, bam, stamp of approval on that theory, is that the mid-season finale ends with a cliffhanger about them losing their powers. Because that is how it always goes. It is a trope.
Yeah. We shall see.
Yeah. So there's that.
Good first episode to the second season.
So. I literally am just going to go ahead and watch for episode 6 on again. Because that's where I stopped Silver Metal, because I was too sick. And now I'm going to just go back and watch all of them again, including this episode, continuing everything. So I'm going to be doing that. So if you're watching this, which comes out on Wednesday, check out my Twitter, because I'll be live tweeting the entire experience.
Oh, yeah.
So let's move on to our future topic. Future topic today is a thing that I've been trying to get everyone together for, and because of the fact that no one wants to do Silver Metal anymore, Chris doesn't want to do it, Cell doesn't want to do it, Lane is home, so he did it, but usually you're at work.
I know.
We got that going. So we decided to do the Power Rangers movie. And premiere for Silvercaster, because we did two, but I canceled the other one.
We got our hands on the Lionsgate film, so we've watched it. Major spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, spoiler alert for the 2017 Lionsgate movie. Jason David Frank is in it. He's Zordon.
It was shit.
Yeah, he's Zordon. They didn't even let him have his powers.
Uh-oh, and the after credit scene shows, the Green Ranger silhouette. And he vanishes.
No, the White Ranger silhouette. No, that's the White Ranger. Because he was holding Sauba. Green Ranger was in the movie.
Oh, yeah, he was Rita's servant the
whole time. Anyway, enough of this fucking bullshit.
The 1995 movie.
Yeah, with Ivan Ooze, which... Holy fuck, man, did I fucking miss this movie. Holy shit. It's so fucking bad.
I love the skydiving scene.
Movie budget. What are we going to do with our movie budget? Skydiving and fucking I was going to say skating, but not skate. Rollerblading. Rollerblading. So that's what spend like 90% of the budget on.
That fucking Megazord, man.
Just to quote Doug Walker, "Hey guys, we got all this budget. Let's go skydiving. Hey, bring the camera."
Yeah, bring the camera.
It was supposed to represent their exciting lives they live.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, when in the show have they went skydiving?
Well, first off, they were doing this for charity, so...
You know what? Fuck charity.
I love it, though. Bulk and Skull were willing to skydive, and...
They were promised food!
And then they pussied out too late.
And then they landed, and then... Yeah, I'm starting to think that it was Bulk and Skull's fucking problem why Ivan Ooze got out.
Yeah, kind of was... ish. They would have found it eventually.
Yeah, but then the Power Rangers would have been, like, there in time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's, like, it starts off with skydiving and rollerblading and woohoo! Yay! Look how cool we are! We're really cool! You should do this too! Woo! Oh, yay!
And Pug's on a fucking snowboard because he thinks she's so fucking cool.
Oh, look, Amy Jo Johnson, tiny short shorts.
Hey, look, yeah. Nobody gives a fuck about Amy Jo Johnson.
And then they're rollerblading.
Exactly. So, it basically goes on for that for about 25 minutes. It was 25 minutes too long, is what I'm saying.
I did not like how Zordon looked in this movie.
All right, here's the thing about that. They wanted to bring the original actor that did Zordon. Yeah. But he didn't look like Zordon. Like, he's just a voice actor of the Japanese footage of Zordon.
Well, there's no Japanese Zordon.
Wasn't there?
No. They took David Fielding. If you look at a picture of David Fielding, he looks like Zordon. It's just that
I actually thought that was the Japanese footage because of the fucking... No synchronizing of the voice.
No.
Well, that's just because that's the effect of the warped, like, the tube.
Oh.
He's all, like, trapped in a dimension, so...
He's just a floating head.
Yeah. But if you look at a picture of the actual actor, it's Zordon.
Oh, because here I was thinking, like, it was completely different because, like, I thought it was a Japanese thing because of the fact that the desync between... No. Like Zordon's voice, like it looked like a bad Japanese kung fu dub.
No, but the Zordon, honestly, in this movie, he looked like Uncle Fester. Like,
yeah, but he was dying. Like,
well, he wasn't dying until Ivan Ooze fucked him up. But
the Brady Bunch reunion, which, by the way, I looked up the Brady Bunch reunion. Yeah, he deserved that. That was terrible.
You're like a father to us all.
After you came into our lives, you're like a father to us all. I'm like, where's your fucking actual parents?
Where's your real parents, bitch?
They only appeared for like one episode.
Yeah. When they turned into kids, right?
It was in the episode A Friend in Need. When Tommy comes back in season one. Ooh. We meet all their parents.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just full of misinformation today.
Yeah.
And so then later on, Lord Zedd shows up in the movie.
Oh my god, that. Those designs.
With Goldar, not Rito, which was disappointing, but some weird pig dude.
This was before season 3.
Yeah, don't forget, this is before season 3.
Okay, but Lord Zedd looked fucking awesome in this movie.
Well, yeah, they had movie budget. They were able to fix him up. Which
made him super shiny. They made his like brain like really like pulsating and stuff.
And they used that exact suit for season 3.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. I looked up the photos of season 3. They just used it, but it was in low res.
I never noticed.
No, but Ivan Ooze is a funny villain.
So like, yeah, he names off some pop culture stuff that I. Still, to this day, I have no idea what he was, except for the Brady Bunch reunion, which I looked up, and yeah, it was pretty bad. if I looked it up on YouTube, right, because it's on YouTube, the video on YouTube is top 10 mistakes in the 90s, All right. And number one was the Brady Bunch reunion. So let's just put that in perspective for a second.
So what, he had cable TV reception in that egg?
No, like, that's what, like, the thing was is that I think when he became, he came out, I think that, like, he got, like, I don't know. I was going to say, like, he got, like, some information from, like, the guys they possessed.
Oh, okay. Weird.
Yeah.
He's so handsome. Why, thank you.
Do you know of anyone by the name of Zordon?
Of like, Eltar?
He just looks out, and then this pig guy, he's like, I think he might know of him.
Yeah.
I think he's heard of him. No, he just pulls a fucking Palpatine. Unlimited power!
Oh, yeah, speaking of unlimited power and that, I actually looked up a lot of AMVs for the show, and one of them was the unlimited power scene.
Of course.
Yeah. I was like, I want to make it, but I don't want to. I want to see if it's been done. I'm like, it's been done.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, they, like, Ivan's like, oh, I'll work with you guys for now, blah, 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 blah. And then the Power Rangers show up, and then Ivan isn't there, but, like, this construction worker.
Oh, no, wait. Like, oh. You missed the best part of the whole thing. They put fucking Lord Zedd and Rita in a fucking snow globe.
Well, that's a bit later when, like, they're at the fortress, but...
Hey, wait! This entire season, there's a correlation between Super Dino Charge and this movie. Because before the new monster dies from Heckle, he goes, I'll send you a snow globe, or a postcard, inside of the snow globe.
Oh, yeah, right. Postcard and a snow globe!
So, yeah.
Like, and a postcard, or a postcard... with a picture of a snow globe on it.
Yeah, like, it. Yeah, so there is a tiny correlation between the two. But anyway.
But I just liked when, like, they're like, oh, have you seen, like, a morphological being? And the guy's just like, morphological being? Did he happen to look like this? And just, like, fucking transforms. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, if you saw my, I did a few live tweets because I was like, I wanted to live tweet this. And one of them was, ugh, early 90s CGI.
Did it look like this?
Yeah, it's like, ugh. Like when he extends himself into the other Zord.
we're the Power Rangers. Oh, where's my autograph book?
Autograph book?
Still getting a bunch of kids to do his dirty work.
Kids.
I'm like,
yeah, kids. Air quotes.
Kids. Mid-20s people.
Pre-teens,
I love how they're supposed to be, like, in their 20s. Like, they're supposed to be, like, their teens, right? Because they're supposed to go to high school.
Yeah,
and they obviously look like they're in their, like, early 20s to mid... Tommy Oliver looked like he was, like in his mid-30s, man. He looked like he was in his mid-30s and smoked. Like, honestly. Like, how do you fucking, like... How do you pass that information... to being like, yeah, he's like 19. Bullshit! All of the bullshit!
It's the 90s. You could get away with anything.
No, that's not true. Sonny D was in the 90s. No way.
So then Ivan Ooze fucking summons his oozlings, as I call them.
You mean which the Kangas?
No, before that, the
Ivan Ooze dreadlock looking fuckers.
Yeah, the oozlings as we both call them, because I call them Oozlings, too.
Yeah. So they fight them unarmed, whatever, they get their asses kicked, and they do some puns, like fucking Johnny on Bosch is like, oh, I want to kick the can! And he's like hitting him with the can, and it's like, ha 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 ha.
One thing that I find it really funny, they all just fall into a pile, and then you just see Johnny, like, Adam, just do a, literally, he does a and then lands on the ground.
And then we get the morphing sequence, which is... It's cool. I like the suits.
I don't like it because it looks like the fucking toys!
That's the point.
No, like... Yeah. It looked plastic and fake and terrible, like...
Oh, but, dude, I love the fucking... The coins on the chests. They look...
No, well, yeah. Yeah.
That kind of looked terrible.
What pissed me off... And even did this in season 3 of Mighty Morphin is when they get their new powers, They still have the same goddamn helmets.
That's because they didn't want to use the
No, I know. They could have, like, reformed out, because, like, Rocky has the ape Zord, and he still has the fucking T-Rex helmet. And I'm like, come on now.
They didn't want to use the footage from that other show. I can't remember the name of it.
Ranger?
Yeah.
Were they used as Alien Rangers?
Yeah, they used that for Alien Ranger for the 6-part miniseries.
That would have been amazing if they just, like, the movie started, like, oh, yeah, then they get the Cocker Ranger suits, and then season 2, Cocker Ranger suits. Like,
that was bad
planning.
You do know they while they were filming the movie, they were filming the 3-part series, The Wedding, for season 2 at this point, right?
No.
Well, now you know.
And knowing's half the battle.
Yes, they should have used the Cocker Ranger suits, in my opinion.
Just I give you I completely agree with Lane.
Yeah, I mean, ninja powers, give them ninja suits, like, come on. Well, how does that not make sense, Gar? Come on.
I still like the double morphing sequence, because they go into the ninja garb and they kick some ass and they're like, oh, this isn't working, and they go from the ninja garb into the regular morphing sequence. Yeah. But I don't like that they use the fucking Zill Ranger morphers.
What I did like, though, even when I was a kid, though, I liked when had like that cool, like, visor mode, and then, like, Yellow Ranger had, like, the headlights on her.
But you guys forgot the best part about that whole morphing sequence.
What's that?
When they were done, all the villains were gone.
Oh, yeah.
That long. And they just left.
I know, they fucked up. They're just like, well, they're taking too long. Let's get out of here. All right.
I'm out.
We're on lunch break.
They pulled the silver caster and just said, fuck it, I'm out.
Still, this movie had the one of the greatest weapons names ever. Pterodactyl Thunder Whip.
What the fuck? And then she, like, grabs it like a dildo and goes, I love this thing.
No, she's like, gotta love it.
Yeah, gotta love it. Or, like, when she goes into the Zord, she goes, oh, man, it's so cool. Nice stereo. I'm like, god damn it, really? Come on, nice stereo.
I love when she's kicking one of the oozlings. Like, she's like, you guys make me sick, sick, sick.
Yeah.
Oh, and then before, even, like, when Billy's on Transform, he, like, punches one of the guys, like, one of the oozlings, and then he, like, gets...
You ooze, you lose! Oh, my fucking god. The fucking terrible fucking puns.
And then, like, Aisha's, like, starts doing, like, backflips, and then Billy's like, right behind you! And I'm like, are you serious, guys?
By the way, that was not Billy doing that, just a
disrespect. Oh, shit!
Actually, fun fact, while they were recording the movie, they originally didn't have visors for the helmets.
Oh, yeah, didn't they not superimpose that in?
No, basically they had 6 outfits for each ranger.
And oh, okay.
So one of the helmets didn't have the visors in them.
Oh.
Basically, the producers didn't realize these guys are supposed to be like, these guys are supposed to have secret identities.
That's dumb.
Like, nobody's not supposed to know that they're the Power Rangers.
Yeah, because they don't know that the Power Rangers until, like, space.
I'll show you a picture afterwards.
Yeah, that would be nice. When you do, send it to me so I can put it in the link.
Yeah.
Zordon
is, like, dying. Actually, the command base, I want to talk about that.
Sure, go ahead.
I didn't like it.
I love it.
No.
Well, are you gonna, like, fucking, like, collaborate on why you don't like it?
I like it because it's more or less, it's not just empty blackness. It looks like an actual, like, command base. Like, there's a structure to it.
You only like it because your other podcast was named Command Center. I'm kidding. What?
I just thought it was too flashy.
I actually enjoyed it. I'm not gonna lie.
You're too flashy.
Like, you know, you do know that he could just, like, put you through the wall right now, right?
I got an idea.
No, don't. Not in the podcast.
No. I like my wall intact, please.
There was a time where I almost wanted to put a window between me and Lane's room.
Oh.
I was thinking about it. Like, I was like, oh, man, I want to kick your fucking ass.
No, Alpha got redesigned.
Yeah, Alpha 6.
No, it was still Alpha 5.
Oh.
Like, for the movie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, the Alpha redesigned to Alpha 6.
Oh, no.
Where it was a jive-talking fucking black man.
Brooklyn white robot guy.
Yeah.
Yo, Power Rangers!
That was just the absolute worst. That was when Power Rangers dived. That's when they jumped the shark so high they actually ended up in space.
And then, yeah, and then in space happened, and they changed the voice back to normal Alpha, and I was like, oh, God. Fucking God.
Well, they got someone close.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it could have been worse, but it wasn't.
But no, the Rangers head off to... where do they go?
Fuck if I know.
I forgot what the name of the planet was. There's a some planet that has, like, a giant fucking jungle, a mountain in the center of the fucking jungle. And
chicks with, like, normal Zados. Size... Ah, there we go.
According chicks with... According to Bluecasters, Zados.
Shut the fuck up,
Ichi!
Yeah, Bluecaster! We're recording a podcast!
Sorry, it's Phaedos.
Shit. I just remembered something. Wait, pause for a second. Sorry, and I didn't mean to make you have to edit this insanely, but the intro is on the main hard drive.
Shit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I can't do it because I don't have the song and I don't have Lane's sample. I have Gar's sample. I don't have Lane's sample.
Can't you just...
Like, I can't rip it from an episode because the background noise.
I can do a new one.
That's a lot of work, especially since we don't have the good mic to do it.
I'll do it another time, don't worry.
It has to be done by Wednesday, so let's hope that Chris has the computer up and running by then.
He will.
I'm not there to fucking help him install the computer. So, anyway, let's bring that back up. I'm too lazy to clap. Someone else clap.
So they land on Thedos, and they're looking for the great power that if they get it, they can revive Zordon and prevent him from dying. And so then
No, that was not part of the plan. That was not even remotely part of the plan. They just wanted to stop Ivan Ooze.
True.
Reviving Zordon was the byproduct of that.
Yeah. It was the side quest in the whole mission.
Yeah, like he was not at all involved in the process. Well, he was because he used the last of his energy from the power coins to teleport them. But
we quickly come back to Ivan Ooze, and he's still in like the construction site because he's digging up his like insectoids.
Insectoids.
Yeah, and then
which they used again in another. They used that name again in another Power Rangers series.
Insectoids.
Yeah,
or whatever the fuck they were called.
Oh, I can't remember the name of the thing.
Wasn't the name of the grunts in Lost Galaxy?
That's what it was. Thank you.
Anyways, so like they mess around with like they have the construction workers like under hypnotized and they're making them dig up the swords or whatever like that, and then they just be silly and they're like, "You dance, you be silly, blah 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 blah."
No, he just goes, "You dance," and he starts dancing, and he starts doing the worm. And then he's like,
"Sorry, but Lost Galaxy, it was Stinglingers."
Oh, I swear I've heard the noise Insectoids before.
Same.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so then we cut back, and then Kimberly and Tommy have like a moment, if you can call it that.
In Australia.
Like, oh, I'm scared for Zordon, and Tommy's like, "Don't worry, we'll get him back."
By the way, the location used for all of the shots of the new place was Australia.
Yep,
New Zealand.
No, it wasn't New Zealand. It was all Australia, and I've seen most of it. I think I have some pictures from when I was like 16 and we went to Australia for a birthday retreat. And I have pictures of the mountain. They're Polaroids, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that, but of the mountain where the Rangers movie was. And this was before the Ranger movie because it was like 93 when I went up.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, it's really funny. Considering it was 93, I might have been there during the filming.
No, the movie was filmed in the summer. I want to say like November of 94.
Oh, okay. Then no.
Yeah.
It definitely It definitely was a winter because the sun angles were weird.
Yeah.
Can I just say how much like when they're on Thedos, just how fucking useless Kimberly was. Like when they fought the Tengu Warriors,
she's the token girl.
She's a valley girl. She's not a fighter.
Is you're not counting Aisha?
Yeah, but Aisha is like a kung fu master.
No, but like cutting forward a bit to like when they're getting attacked by like those skeleton monster things.
Oh, the stone guys.
Yeah, no, not stone guys. The skeleton monsters.
Oh, and, like, there's only one skeleton monster, and that was a dinosaur.
Okay, well, yeah, the skeleton monster. Just the entire time, just goes, Timmy, Timmy, help! And I'm just like, come on.
Well, then again, she didn't know how to react. No one knew how to react to that other than Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy said, I got this.
And he jumped on the back and pulled out the fucker's spine.
Yeehaw! Yeah, he like took one bone out and just like it fell apart. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
But no, then there was the fight with the Tangas on the beach.
And that was when the shark was jumped. Like,
oh yeah.
No, this one thing that made me laugh was like while they're fighting, Billy's saying something about like, you want to know the sad part? What? It's that we can't. And before he could even finish his sentence, he gets picked up by a Tanga.
I think he was saying we can't morph.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, like, after when Zordon got attacked, whatever, like, their powers drained and they couldn't transform.
Well, they couldn't use the power coins because the power coins were based off of Zordon's life.
Yeah, and then Zordon was like, I can give you one more burst of energy to get you to Thedos, but you have to figure out how to get back.
Yeah, and then they get there and she's like, you know Zordon? And then she immediately gets wet.
Oh, yes, the chick with the...
boob lady. That's all I can say. It turns into an owl. And she
Zordon.
Like...
You know Zordon.
So that accent was not... It was like half Norwegian, half Australian. Like it was fucking weird.
Fucking hot, though.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah.
Has she ever done any more acting?
That's I don't know. IMDb that. I would laugh if she was in Power Rangers. I don't know. IMDb it. I can't do it because I'm recording.
Same here.
Why are you recording?
On my phone.
You have a laptop.
Oh, my iPad. I'll check. One second.
Anyway, while he's doing that, then we have him digging up the first sword, and he goes, look, it's the exoskeleton of the bloggity bloggity blogs. I can't remember their names because it's been like 25 years. And they're like, well, what do we do now? And they're like, well, keep digging. And then they're like, well, and then the, Tengu's then come back.
Ivan started selling ooze.
Yeah, that was after this. That was because that was when they took over the
parents. Dulcia. That was the chick's name.
So I forgot to do something that is customary whenever I record. I completely forgot. I bought it specifically for this.
God damn it!
I keep forgetting. I went to the store and paid 99 cents for a can just for today.
Looks like she's she's been in NYPD Blue as a character named Naomi Reynolds.
She was like on Frasier once. Yeah.
She was in a Jackie Chan movie.
Which one?
Mr. Nice Guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So nothing too big, but you know.
I was really expecting her to be really famous.
She probably got pregnant, had a kid, and decided that didn't want to be a movie star anymore, because a lot of movie stars do that.
But yeah, she is Australian. She was born in Brisbane, Australia.
She had like a really not Australian accent.
Zoldon? You know Zoldon?
It did sound so Norwegian.
Yeah, it didn't sound Australian. But then again...
I feel sorry for the Tengu warriors, though, because like they fly back or whatever, and I mean,
they have to go through space!
Did you destroy... Yeah, but it's like, did you destroy them? And he's like, well, we almost did, but then this lady came, and she had these sticks, and she was trolling them around.
Did it make a whistling noise? No, it's more like nails on chalkboard. Yeah, and then the look on his face was like, my god.
We'll see ya. And then he destroys them, and I was like, oh, dude.
They were his creations!
Yeah, but still.
They weren't even sentient!
Oh, well, yeah, they could talk and stuff. That's what
they couldn't think on their own.
Oh, whatever. So then later, like, she bestows upon the Rangers, like, her powers or whatever, their powers, and then the best line just Adam.
I'm a frog. Which,
yeah,
by the way, according to Adam, that was a completely improvised scene.
No, and it was perfect. Like,
yeah.
It was hilarious.
Because the original line was power that she would go like something of the frog, strong and noble. Mm-hmm. But
what's wrong, Adam?
I'm a frog.
Yeah, the one you kissed.
This to make a prince. I'm like, okay, that's a way and better like, line.
And he's like, oh yeah, I got some kiss, got kiss guys, and they're like, that's nice, Adam.
I just want to make my avatar on Skype her like twirling the batons. Yeah, go on.
She's like, are you gonna come with us? And she's like, no, I must stay here. Like, if I leave this area, like, I age. And it's like, oh, okay.
Then again, she did leave the area to save them from the Tengus on the beach.
Oh, fucking no. But yeah, then they travel to the jungle. They meet a fucking... the skeleton thing, they defeat it, or Tommy defeats it.
Yeah, Tommy defeats it. Tommy defeats, like, four things. Four
and
of the
then,
six things that were attacking them.
Because he's the leader.
Yeah, I wonder if Adam ever gets, like, really pissed off. I'm Red. Red's supposed to be the leader.
And Rocky?
Rocky, yeah.
Yeah. And then they fight, like, the stone dudes and the where the great power is.
Which, by the way, one gets just defeated by water. And they never utilize the water ever again.
Don't they, like, push another one and then, like...
No, what they do is they are... Pink and Blue were surrounded by two of them on each side. They... Tommy throws down a vine. They grab onto it. He pulls them up. By the way, two of them! No, wait, yeah, because he used the lever of the tree. To pull her up. It was just Pink. Well, at the same time, the other guy swings down and cuts the other one completely in half.
Wow.
Like, and I'm just like, okay, now pick up his weapon. Now pick up his weapon. Okay, you're gonna rider kick, then rider kick. Like, honestly, one or the other. And immediately, he just does, like, this spinning fucking rider kick, which makes no sense, because it defies gravity.
Yeah, but as a kid, you're like, whoa! He's so cool!
I want to do that! Jumps off the jungle gym, immediately breaks arm.
Yeah. Power Rangers gets canceled.
Yeah. So, then they defeat it, and... the door opens, and here comes a fucking pyramid with a coin on it, and they're like, oh shit, it has a coin on it, it has our stuff on it, and then there's like a 5-minute scene of the powers coming out, circling around them, and they're like, oh, look, new powers. Oh, look, new powers. Oh, sweet, I got new powers. And then, all of a sudden, in the background, you hear Billy, like, really quietly going, sweet, new swords.
Sweet, new swords.
Fucking nerd just geeks out about the fucking swords.
Then they're like, all right, let's get out of here. And then cuts to that stupid kid with the silly name Fred. And, like, Ivan Ooze is, like, distributing Ivan's Ooze. And he rhymes in the commercial. And then it only works on parents, but not on children. And
Which makes no sense, because you would think child labor would be way better.
No, but full-grown adults would be, because they're whatever.
But he admits that grown adults are slow and useless.
Yeah, which is why he makes them all fucking walk off a cliff.
No, he makes them all walk off a cliff, because he's like...
All right, your job is done.
Yeah, basically, even what kind of reminds me of the villain from Jessica Jones.
Spoilers.
Oh, Kilgrave.
Yeah. That's not a spoiler! Anyway. The spoiler would be how he died! Ha!
Yeah, he's a spoiler.
I know, exactly.
He didn't die. Anyways,
Hey, just for a second, I want you to blur out that actual spoiler, please, because it's kind of mean.
Anyways, so, yeah, then, he's like, hey, leap to our doom.
Yeah, leap to our doom.
They use their Zords, but then, like, they have a scene where they're fighting with the Zords over against the Insectoid things, which, fucking, the CGI is awful.
CGI.
That's not awful. CGI, that was, like, 90s fucking, like, attempt at
that
CGI.
That was horrible.
Like, you want CGI in the 90s, go watch Jurassic Park.
Power Rangers, the actual show, did fucking effects better than the movie.
No, they didn't use the toys!
Yeah, and the Megazord was so bad.
To be honest, Reptile looked more realistic than that.
Okay, I'll go with that one. That was good.
It was too shiny. Way too fucking shiny. And the head just...
But it was brand new. Of course it was shiny.
I liked the Falcon Zord, though. The Falcon Zord was fucking cool.
No shit. You jerk off to the White Ranger.
White Ranger's awesome.
I just have to say that I'm just glad that their, like, suits kind of match their show now. Because
yeah.
The White Ranger didn't belong at all.
Nope.
So now they're from the same show.
And then, yeah, like, their Fred and, like, a bunch of kids are trying to take the train to get to where their parents are about to, like, fall off the cliff, walk off the cliff or whatever like that. And then the track gets destroyed. And then Kali has to swoop in and lay his wings down as a track and be like, ah, kids, go over, even though that would knock the train off the track. And
That would, like, yeah, there's no way that would connect unless you had, like, literal train tracks.
Yeah, so they would have died.
God damn it.
But yeah, and then they turn to the Megazord, and then Ivan Ooze is like, oh, I gotta do this shit myself, and then he fuses with both of them to become, like, some Ivan Ooze monster thingy.
And then they go out into space and kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, and then just fucking, what are we gonna do? Okay.
Emergency button! Yeah.
Kicks him in the crotch!
I love how that's the emergency button. Hey kids, kick your friends in the nuts! That's the way to win fights!
Is he bullying you? Kick him in the crotch.
Kick him in the dick. No, right in the dick. If it's a woman, give it a cunt punt.
But as Todd in the Shadows said, it's the nut shot that saved the world.
Yeah.
They saved the world with a nut shot.
Wait, Todd in the Shadows reviewed the movie?
He did, like, the top 10, like, best nut shots in movies. And
oh, okay.
Number one
was the Power Ranger one.
And I think number two was, like, Wolfman's Got Nards or something.
Wow.
Squad. That's funny.
That's kind of funny.
And then they kill Ivan Ooze with the giant meteorite giant comet.
That they literally just established at the last second that exists.
Hey, guys, the comet's about to come to Earth.
So Ivan Ooze does the trick, still turns over. Oh, no.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
Oh, shit.
He's like, ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
And then Deus Ex Machina to revive Zordon, and everyone's happy, and then Fred's like, I want to be the Purple Ranger!
He said Silver Ranger. It's like, you can become a Power Ranger someday, too. The Silver Ranger. I just look over at my wallpaper while I was watching it back in the day, Gokai Silver. Nah.
Friends?
See, that would be a great establishing thing, is if they did that with the Silver Ranger in Super Mega Force. Instead of having an alien, it's that kid.
Oh,
that would be a continuity. Guys, I want you to make me a Photoshop of continuity. Okay? Make sure it... Hashtag not safe for work.
So, overall, this movie, good for... It does not, has not aged well in the slightest.
Do you think?
Did it make any sense?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I give it making sense.
It was built, it was made specifically off hype and hype alone.
But did we enjoy it?
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the movie. The movie's... Ivan Ooze was the best part of that movie.
I like it as much as I love like Mortal Kombat Annihilation. It's a bad movie, but I love it.
How can you like that?
We'll talk about that in another episode where we just talk about bullshit stuff.
Alright.
We'll make an off-topic Silvercaster thing.
Yeah.
And the premise is that we're waiting for other casters to come.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
So, yeah, all in all, the movie was great. The show episode was great. The whole thing that we did was really good. And tune in next week when we do another Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
Oh no. You don't mean.
Yeah. Go! Go! Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Oh man.
Good night, everybody.
See you guys later. Silvercaster, out.